Please be advised that Deviant Discussions contains explicit content and language that might not be appropriate for those under the age of 18.
Kinksters with different perspectives come together to explore and debate their unique opinions of the delicious world of kink, fetishes, and BDSM. With Diavol Diablo.
Away from today is me hates feet. Noted.
Yep.
Is mostly evil.
Okay. Well, I'm just following your logic train in circles.
Okay,
go ahead.
So,
and subtle shadow.
It struck me again, and I'm like, why am I surprised this is prevalent? Like, of course this happens.
This is Deviant Discussions.
Challenges in long-term DS dynamics is something that I've experienced personally. I'm pretty sure anyone that's been in a long-term DS dynamic will have experienced it. So I would like us to talk about that today. You have issues with trust, you know, the relationship energy, sometimes the sex drive if you've got a sexually led dynamic. But I suppose the first question that I would want to ask to establish from you guys is, how long is long? What do you call long? And I don't want any jokey answers from you, Izzy.
No. All my answers are jokey. Answers are jokey. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly, if I were to think of a long-term relationship, it would be anything 2 or 3 years or longer. Just because that's about the time where you're really getting past the comfortable with each other and farting in each other's face and we'll go to the bathroom with the door open. And I think once you've reached those stages in a relationship, then you can call them long-term. Anything before that, until you farted on them, you can't say you're in a long-term relationship, unless it's a kink, and you've done that, like, day three.
Right. So,
yeah.
I never pee with the bathroom door open, or even anything close to that.
Really?
I can't do it. I hate it if someone's near the bathroom and can hear me peeing.
Oh, I know. Other ones the same way.
But anyway,
I will yell through the bathroom door. I can hear you tinkle. Just to piss her off.
That's awesome.
But you know, we're in a long-term relationship, so that's okay.
I'd still want to beat the shit out of you every time, though.
She does, but
yeah. What, beats the shit out of you, or yeah, wants to?
Capital letter privilege disallows it.
All right, so how long is long? We're saying 2+ years. So what about the old adage of new relationship energy and old relationship energy? Like, how long do you find that it takes for that honeymoon period to kind of wear off within a new dynamic? Do you think it lasts until the point of being long term, or has it run out?
No, I think you have kind of after about somewhere in that 3 to 6 month period, that new relationship energy starts to wane. And then it's the struggle to get to the comfort level where, you know, it's not as exciting as it used to be, but, you know, this person will still do naughty things to my penis, so I'm going to leave them here for now because it's just easier to, I actually enjoy this person in my life and want them to stay. So, yeah.
It's interesting that you say that, because I've encountered people that have stayed, and I suppose it's the same as vanilla relationships, where they've stayed within a dynamic because it's more convenient than being alone and finding somebody else and things like that. Mm. Do you think that that's a regular occurrence? Is it a challenge that people should look out for as to whether or not they're just staying because they can? Are they being the clause on the end of a sentence and keeping it going when they shouldn't?
I think that happens in any type of relationship. Sure. I mean, being alone can suck. And, you know, if you're a rational person, you know that that new excitement and the want to fuck every 10 seconds and the, you know, sitting by the door waiting for them to get home just because they're just got home and you can't wait to see how their day, that's all going to fade somewhat. It's a matter of, do you still enjoy that person as a person, as opposed to, do you enjoy that person as somebody who is there?
That's a fair point. So do you think that long-term DS is more akin to this, the kind of setup of a vanilla relationship in that sense?
Yeah. I mean, yes, with the caveat of if you're DS is your relationship. You know, if you've got a contractual based dynamic, then it doesn't matter if there's new person energy or old person energy. If it's for a year, it's for a year. Whereas more so now, I would say a vast majority of DS and any type of dynamic in the kink world is more of a relationship built around a dynamic as opposed to a dynamic with the potential for a relationship. So yeah, I mean, and these days it would be difficult to separate the two, I think, for most people, because what they're looking for is a partner, a kinky partner, as opposed to a I want a dom or a sub or a top or a bottom, and that's all I want out of that person. I think you still can find that somewhat, but it's not near as prevalent anymore.
Yeah, I've found that there are a lot more people that they want the relationship aspect more than they just want to experience different aspects of kink, I suppose, different aspects of DS. There is this ever building connotation that you draw between the two, like it's now associated that you are in a relationship with the person that you're doing your DS with, more often than not seems to be the case. I don't think it should be the case. It doesn't have to be the case, but I do experience that when I meet new people, that more often than not, the people they're in a dynamic with are like their boyfriend or girlfriend, or at least that's how they present to the rest of the world.
I the other one is my submissive, and in private, that's who she is. To the rest of the world, she's my girlfriend. And you know, I would argue that unless you were looking very, very closely, you wouldn't see the DS aspects to our relationship, even if you're sitting in as a fly on the wall in our own, you know, apartment, because I describe it, we have a relationship based on a DS dynamic is how it is. She is my girlfriend. She is my partner. But the dynamic itself is how we have structured this relationship. And so, you know, it is, one is the other for us. And I will say that's probably of the dynamics that I've had that you could, we would define as long-term. They were all that way. Yeah. I can't think of one that I've had that was long-term that wasn't also a romantic relationship.
So just to clarify, when you guys say romantic, how do you separate? Are you talking about you get the feels for the person?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, yeah. So if there were no dynamic, they would still be my girlfriend. Okay. If I didn't know about kink, I would still be dating this person. Mm-hmm. Now I've always wanted a long-term contractual dynamic with somebody that I don't have romantic feelings for, and it doesn't even necessarily, actually preferably wouldn't be a sexual dynamic either. But I've not found, it's very difficult to find in this day and age anywhere I've looked, and I'm sure there are still places I could go and look that I have yet to explore on the great big intertubes. But as of right now, I've not found that.
So what kind of changes can you expect in long-term dynamics? Like how does it evolve over time? What might change? What should you be accepting of? In the same way that, you know, like they always say when you get married or whatever, then you put on the weight and things like that, or, you know, as you get older, your hairline recedes and things. What are the specific DS dynamic changes that you should expect?
I think it's as you get into a relationship, you become more aware of the other person's life. You know, what it is that consists of. You know, when it's new, you don't really have to know their work schedule, and you don't have to know, you know, if when birthdays of family are, and you don't have to know those little things that make up their life outside of you and the dynamic. When they're available, they're available. When they're not, it doesn't matter. And then as you get closer and you grow as a relationship and a dynamic, you start to take into consideration those things. You know, I joke that, you know, right now, other one's working a crazy amount of hours. He's working, you know, multiple double shifts, 12, 14 hour shifts a week. And that affects the dynamic, that affects what I expect of her, that affects what I, like this morning, I wanted donuts. And she was kind of awake. And I looked at her and said, "Hey, donuts." And she goes, So I got up and got donuts. I could have made her get up and go get donuts.
Right.
That well within the responsibilities and the agreement that we made, that if I looked at her and said, "Go get me fucking donuts," she got to bed and go get me fucking donuts. But she worked yesterday. She's got to work this afternoon. If she can get a couple extra hours sleep, I'm good with that, as opposed to me going, "Get up and get me fucking donuts." And so I think those are some of the things that happen just naturally with any relationship, of course. But as far as a DS dynamic, I know for me, I tend to be more lenient with the rules as time goes on, because it's not as exciting the 150th time that you've made them get up and get you donuts when they're tired. It's exciting the first, "Hey, I like donuts." It's exciting those first few times where, you know, mm-hmm. you know they're tired and they know they're tired, but you want something and you've got this power to make them do it. And they're excited that you're going to make them do something they don't necessarily want to do, you know, mm-hmm. go to Dunkin' Donuts.
But doesn't it like strengthen, to me, it seems it would almost strengthen that dynamic if you both had the mutual understanding that yes, you could make her get up and go get donuts, but in this particular instance, you know, she's worked hard the day before, she's going to work again, and you're just being a thoughtful partner. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like you have that power, but you're not necessarily abusing it, I guess. Right. So
which is why you have to tell them. Like she's just like 5 feet from me right now, and I told that story specifically so she knows I was nice. Not for you guys, for her. So that way, you know, later on, when I look at her and go, "You know, hey, here's my penis. Okay. Do things to it." She goes, "Well, you know, he didn't make me get up this morning and get donuts." Gotcha. So, you know.
I really hope that's the sound she makes.
It did very similar to.
You say that you grow more lenient over time when you're in these relationships and whatnot. Do you think that that's part of why you would like a contractual DS relationship that's not sexual, because you wouldn't have that leniency over time? Do you think that you'd be able to separate them out?
I think that's part of it. I do. There are times where it irks me because I know that, you know, last week I didn't make her get up and get me donuts. And so this week, if I make her get up and get me donuts, then all right, fine, I'll go get ready. And yeah, then you argue with yourself because you weren't consistent with it. You weren't, you know, you were the kind sadist, and now you're just eating donuts in front of her and she can't have any because you went and got them, but you know, you didn't make her get up and get out of bed. Whereas, yeah, if it's a contractual thing and I don't have an emotional attachment to you, that consideration theoretically would be less. So in my mind, because I've not had it, it is theoretical and it is partial fantasy, but I would like to think that, yeah, my leniency for somebody I care about would be less.
I think I'd probably be the same. Like I would want there to be that prolonged distance almost, if you know what I mean. Like I'd want it to be more consistent with how it was in the beginning, whether it was a month or 10 months or 2 years down the line, because there's not that romantic attachment where you kind of weave yourself into their life and they weave themselves into yours more. There's definitely a separation there.
Yeah. I would, like I said, I would like to think that, but then again, I can also see myself going, because it, again, it goes also back to that thrill thing. You know, it is a thrill the first few times to make them do something they don't want to do. And it continues to be chuckle worthy, but it's not that same level of high that you get the first few times you do something new, or the first few times you have them do something new, or the, you know, kick them out of bed and go, hey, go get me donuts. That's awesome. Like I said, the first 150 times, it's that 151st time where you go, you know, it would actually just be easier if I got up and got donuts. Because it is not worth the hassle of getting, you know, waking this person up, getting them out of bed, dragging them by the hair to the door, throwing them out the door, and then waiting there for donuts. Whereas by the time I did that, I could actually already be eating a donut. And then you have to look at the priority of is making them get you the donut worth waiting to get the donut. And I think that is part of my struggle, because I like donuts. I don't know if that's come across.
And I've got donuts sitting beside me
right now, and I've only had one.
What's your favorite kind of donut?
Okay, so I'm a big Boston cream fan.
That's my favorite.
But
so am I.
Dunkin' Donuts has got an apple spice donut right now. It's like it's this sweet apple filling, sugar and cinnamon coating. Oh my god! So, it's like,
but
it's
if
like
you could get the apple pie donut every day for the next 10 years, eventually the apple pie donut would not be as enticing and delicious, right? If we're using the same metaphor.
No.
Oh my god. Oh, that was beautifully done.
No, you're wrong. It's an apple pie donut, not a person.
Okay, right. So, Shadow, it's technically the same question for you. If you were in a long-term non-romantic dynamic, or compare the two, would you want it to be the same 10 years down the line as it was in the beginning? Or would you be excited about the potential?
I think I would want change eventually. I personally don't think I'll ever be able to separate emotional or romantic attachment from a DS arrangement. It would be nice, you know, in an ideal world to be able to separate those two in my head, but I think that they're just too overlapping for me. But that being said, I think it's so important to be open to growth in any relationship. And I feel like there was an episode recently where it may have been Izmi talking about, you know, coming to the table with the submissive and sitting down, you know, after a year or 2 years and saying, what has worked, what hasn't, what can we do to moving forward? And I don't know. I feel like if you always want it to be, to continue to have any kind of energy, I think that there's like a mutual understanding that you're going to explore and change together.
I think there's a difference in the change that she's talking about and the change that you're talking about. The change that she's talking about is like I was talking about where I get easier on other one. I'm not as strict about more consistency than change, I think is what she's talking about. You can't not change over a 10-year period, but you can be consistent with enforcement and rules. And even if you put in new rules, take out old rules, the enforcement and the expectation is consistent.
I would expect I think that the evolution of a couple does tie in to the ways in which that DS dynamic continues. So I guess, I would still want, I would hope that I would have, there would be parts of the DS relationship that would never change, right? A good example might be, you know, always addressing the, you know, my Dom as sir. I never really want, there are parts of a DS that I think would always need to be there, but I mean that it's just our human nature to change, and I don't see how a DS dynamic could remain constant across a decade when human beings are involved. you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that answers your question, DD, but I think it's just inevitable that change would happen, whether you want it to or not.
I guess so. I suppose it's whether or not that's a mutual change, or does it only change for one of you? I've experienced a dynamic breaking down from within without the other person realizing that it was happening, which to a lot of people probably sounds like, how the fuck didn't you know? Because people are good at acting. I was very good at acting, and I maintained a facade for far longer than I should in one case. And the same was done to me, that this person carried it on going because they knew it was what I wanted, and it should never have carried on the way that it did for as long as it did. So
sounds like my marriage.
I think that there's, you know, there's the challenge within long-term dynamics is heart for me. That's what I find to be the biggest challenge. You know, you can break someone's trust and try to rebuild it over time, or you can, you know, grow apart and be interested in different things, but still come together, even if it's more of like a roommate situation than anything. But for me, if my heart's not in it, like whether that is the heart for the other person or the heart for the activities themselves, that's when I really, really struggle. And I don't get the 7-year itch type changes that people sometimes go through, you know, whether just bored or whatever, or the grass is greener on the other side. For me, it's just that I struggle to maintain that, you know, because effort goes into this. It's something that it takes a toll on you over time. And I think that I am susceptible to sometimes having that toll overwhelm me. And I don't speak about it until it's too late. So the dynamic that I had, by the time that I did speak about it, I'd been thinking on it for a long time and thinking, this is how I'm seeing the breakdown approach. This is what's changed for me. I no longer see this person in this role in the same way. You know, I don't feel as safe as I was within myself. And so by the time I actually spoke about it, I'd already made up my mind. And it was too late for the other person within the dynamic to even process it, really, because as soon as I opened my mouth and said all of this stuff, it was that far down the line that it was the end of the line.
You weren't having a conversation, you were saying goodbye.
Yeah. And I think that I've experienced that in every single dynamic that I've been in.
I think that's common enough in any relationship, which is part of why I do my check-ins. You know, hey, where are we in this? How are you feeling? What's working? What's not working? You know, what do we need to change? What do we need more of? What do we need less of? And you have that conversation periodically, and with the expectation that the other person is going to be honest with you. And that's one of my very core tenets in this, is you're going to be honest with me and I'm going to be honest with you, even if it hurts. I will tell you the bad things, and you'd better fucking tell me the bad things, because that's how we make this work. And because, you know, if not, then you get to the point where you're so, you know, as you were, so far beyond any chance of this being repaired, that it wouldn't matter what that conversation you're having isn't, hey, we have a problem. It's, hey, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And that's not good, unless that's what you really want. And sometimes you can't. I mean, I've had those conversations where, hey, let's check in, what's going on. And, you know, we kind of get to the end of it and go, we're going to need to change just about everything, or maybe we'd say goodbye. You know, and I've had that conversation before.
But at least it was a conversation.
Right, it was a conversation. Right. And, you know, it sucks, you know, and, you know, I've definitely broken up with people, and people have broken up with me. It happens. But, you know, because you can't, all you're doing with my conversations is making sure that you guys still want to be together. And what do you need to do in order to make sure that you're still together? And but there is no, I'm very much a believer, and there is no such thing as forever. People change too much over time as far as what they want, not necessarily who they are, but what they want, what they expect, and what they need out of a relationship changes. And what you get out of the relationship may not be as fulfilling as it once was, or what you even need anymore. And so if you're not getting that, then there's no reason to be in that relationship. Being in a relationship with somebody that doesn't feed you in some way and you don't feed back, it is wasting each other's time, where you both could be more fulfilled with somebody else. And as much as that may suck emotionally, it works out better for everybody in the long run. And so I would rather have that conversation and know than not.
It's a commendable place to approach it from. And I respect you for saying that. I think it's where I'd like definitely to be someday.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
In my history, I definitely wasn't that kind of person. But I would like to be that kind of person in future. So my last question, really to throw out there, is they talk about, you know, things like cheating and breaking people's trust and whatnot, in predominantly in vanilla relationships. Obviously it happens in dynamics as well, but do you think that can trust be repaired within a dynamic more or less, or in a completely different way than a vanilla relationship?
It depends on what trust was broken. I'm not a big fan of trust to begin with, just because of personal background. I for me, trust is a choice. I'm either going to have faith in you or I'm not. And I will make that determination based off of multiple factors. And so you can break trust with me. And if I can have a good faith belief that you're not going to do that specific thing again, fine. I can make the choice to put that faith back into you or not. But when you get into things such as, especially with dynamics, people pushing and breaking limits, people ignoring safe words, people placing you in harm's way, from either side of the slash, then they've demonstrated that they're not worth that. They're not trustworthy. They're not faithworthy. They're not somebody that you should be willing to put that trust in. And, it's a very personal thing. You know, I've forgiven on things, for lack of a better term. I don't think forgiven is the proper term, but I've placed faith back in somebody that other people have told me, well, that's fucking insane. Why would you? Mm. And it's, you know, it's because I was there. I lived through it with them. I know what happened much better than anybody else does. And so if I feel that this quote unquote lesson has been learned and isn't going to happen again, great. Or I'm willing to accept the risk of that happening again, which is very much, not to get into too much personal, but there have been things that have happened in my dynamic with other one that would have been relationship ending for other people. And it's not that I necessarily believe that it won't happen again. I am willing to take that risk. And I think I look at trust differently, so I may not be the best person to answer this question. It's trust for me is a risk versus reward. Am I willing to put myself up and my emotions and my feelings based on, it's a bet, basically. You know, yes, I'm betting this person won't do it again, or I'm betting this person won't do this ever. So
I like that. What do you think, Shadow?
I agree with everything he just said. I sorry, I don't really.
Was I too serious?
I think so. Like, there was, yeah. Wow.
Genuine emotion.
It gave me a lot to think about. I feel like I don't have too much more to add than. Sorry, for what he's left me. I'm beyond words.
Yeah, win.
It's only taken how many podcasts? All right. So to summarize, we're saying that on like, you know, challenges in long-term dynamics aren't really any different to what you'd experienced in a long-term relationship. I suppose the things, the trusts and whatnot that could be violated, those limits and the consent and whatnot, can put you in harm's way potentially more in a dynamic than they might in any other kind of relationship. But it's all about honesty and treat it, you know, everyone is a person, whether they're in a DS dynamic or they're in a normal relationship in the vanilla world. Remember that people are people, and people will change and people will evolve, and your relationship will evolve along with that if you let it.
Yay!